Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Service this morning. And this morning, as we were waiting on the Lord and just flowing in the Holy Ghost, God started speaking to us about Plan A and the fact that God has a plan for you and He has prepared something for you. And the important truth is that what God has planned for you, He watches over. How many of you know you are created by the seed of the Word? You are created by the Word of God. Amen. The Bible says we are born of the Spirit by the seed of the Word, the incorruptible. Say it to me, incorruptible. In other words, when the Word is spoken, it cannot be corrupted. It cannot be changed. Its patterns, its DNA is set. It's perfect. It's incorruptible. It's planned in eternity according to the mind of God that He had purposed in eternity before He created you in your mother's womb. He spoke an incorruptible word by which you are born. Everybody raise your hand, say, I'm born of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. My God, now that just carries so much revelation. We can go home and swing from the chandeliers for the next week. Just knowing that God watches over His Word. Just knowing the fact that He formed you with a purpose. Hallelujah. He set you. And the enemy would come and say, you know, has God said? And he'll come and he'll say, no, you are damaged goods, or it's gone too far. You've never gone too far. Hallelujah. I've learned this about walking with God. I can delay the purposes of God through disobedience and ignorance and all things like that. I can delay it, but I cannot stop it. I cannot change it. I want you to look at your neighbor and say that you were created by the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. The word that came to you, the word by which you were created, is God's word. Hallelujah. And from the moment you get born again, He releases that word. There's a revelation of the call of God. You realize that you are not of this world. You're a child of God. You realize that you come from your heavenly Father, that you're not of this earth. And later on, the revelation starts coming to you that you're not the product of your mother and your father. Somebody say hallelujah. You start realizing that God entrusted you to them and them to you, and you thank God and you honor, but you realize you are not the product of your parents. You are the seed of the Word of God. You are God's A plan. He placed you. He called you. He set His hand on you. And what God is saying is that no matter what has happened, it cannot be altered. The DNA is set. Hallelujah. Somebody say, the DNA of my life is set. Hallelujah. You're born of the incorruptible seed. Hallelujah. And that's why it's DNA, because there's no plan B. Amen. This morning we said it's not B men, it's A men. It's God's A plan. And no matter what has happened to you, God's eye is still on you. And His hand is still on you. And He's still committed to you. Hallelujah. I said He's still committed to you. So when God speaks a word, when He creates you, there's always purpose in the Word of God. God's word is never without purpose. The Bible says He plans the end from the beginning. Amen. And so there's purpose. He's planned the end. He's planned the impact you will have. He has created you for a purpose, to have an impact. And that impact is an impact for the kingdom. My God, think about that. You're born with an eternal purpose to make an eternal impact. We must realize that our call doesn't end in this world. Can I say it again? Your call does not end in this world. Your purpose Because the Bible says that if you look at the book of Revelation, that even the apostles, when it comes to the end time, they sit on 12 thrones and they rule and they reign. And you are kings and priests. And the Bible says that you will rule and reign with him. That's in the eternal realm. Somebody say that's in the eternal realm. That's in the spirit. In other words, your call, your purpose is not for this life only, in this world only, but there's an eternal dimension on your name, on your call. The Bible says he named you. And the name that he made for you, you and I discover that name. I'm often thinking about those words. He says he gives them a name and a white stone with a name that only him and him who receives it knows. And that stone, that white stone, man, I mean, that it's actually speaks about, you know, in this world we are living stones. We are placed in the church. There is a purpose for you. There's a call for you. You're a living stone. You're built in the body of Christ. You have a purpose. There's a place for you. And I actually know that not one of them is called pew warmers. Amen. There's something in you that God has placed there to make a difference. There's an anointing in you that will destroy yokes, break bondages, set captives free, open blind eyes, hallelujah. There's a purpose of God on your life. But the stone is not just these living stones, it's an eternal stone. Hallelujah. I'm often delving into the stone. I asked Pastor Fred, about 3 weeks before he went, Pastor Fred asked, I said, ask about the white stone. I want to know about the white stone. So he said, no, I can't ask about that. I said, you ask. I wanted him to ask because he's so close. Amen. But there's an eternal purpose of God. There's a plan A. There's a call. There's a purpose for you when God created you. And often when you get born again, the initial purpose is birthed in your spirit and there's joy. And you start saying, hey, I'm going to lay hands on the sick. You're mercy motivated, or you are, governing motivated, or you've got one of the motivations of the gifts of the Holy Ghost. And that often starts revealing what God's called you to be. Amen. And the call of God is a walk of discovery. I just want to say that. It's a discovery. Amen. You don't know from the beginning. He reveals as much as you need to know. Come on, look at your note. Tell them what you know now is as much as you need to know. That's a very important point. Say it again. What I know now is as much as I need to know. Amen. So your life is a discovery of the call. It's a discovery of the purpose, the gift of God. And God will often take you through different things because he's busy equipping you. He's busy training you. So he'll have you in something. You'll learn that. You'll grow that. Then he'll move you on. Amen. And he'll teach you other things. He'll birth other capacities in you. And he's maturing you. Amen. So tonight, I just want to talk about plan A. Is that okay? Oh, my God's already quarter past. I want you to turn to Jonah chapter 1. We're going to look a bit into God's plan A. Praise the name of Jesus. God's plan A for you. And so what God's saying, if you've settled for plan B, wake up because he's still got plan A for you. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above what he planned, above what you think or even ask or even imagine. Praise God. And if, of course, Jeremiah 29:11 would be the key verse here, wouldn't it? What's Jeremiah 29:11? 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I have towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of evil. thoughts of good and not of evil. Thoughts to bless you, to give you a future, to give you a hope, hallelujah. So as God reveals his word, speaks his word, they build a hope in you. You start realizing God's got a call on my life. There's a purpose for my life, hallelujah. And you realize that you can press on, because as you go, especially as you're a new believer, there'll be many things that happen that makes you think now you are disqualified. Now it's over. But God will never let you go. Hallelujah. Your DNA is set. Your call is secure. Everybody say plan A. Come on, I believe God plan A for the church. Hallelujah. God's determined that the church would be victorious, glorious, full of power, full of the anointing. A mighty end time prophet. Hallelujah. In this nation. Amen. And it's going to be plan A for the South District. In the name of Jesus, we declare plan A for the South District. Hallelujah. They're going to see the glory of God. Now, when you look at the call of God and responses to it, I want us to look at Jonah. Are you there? How do you know the word of the Lord came to the prophet Jonah? And Jonah 1 verse 1. Now, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. And he went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. And he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He might have even said, "Praise God, it's a miracle. I found a ship to Tarshish. God provided for me." Amen. But you know what? The first response of the natural man to the call of God is to flee. Because you cannot contain that word. It's bigger than you. It will cause fear in you. Amen. It will produce in you something, me, never me. But as you start learning who you are, as you start growing in the Spirit and realizing the power and the presence of the Holy Ghost and the Word and His purpose for your life, boldness starts entering you. Amen. That's why you cannot know yourself after the flesh. Thank you for your enthusiasm. You cannot know others after the flesh. You have to know them after the Spirit. Amen. Because if you know people after the flesh, you will write them off. You will start saying, well, there's no ways for them. But by the Spirit, He reveals things to you and I. Now, when we look at Jonah, it's quite an amazing story, quite an amazing insight that God gives us to how what happens when the call of God comes. Amen. And it's not always the call of God comes like this, but in general, people respond. Hallelujah. Some of us respond, say hallelujah, and we run ahead. We don't know what we're doing, but we run. Amen. But there's a certain amount of trepidation many times when God starts moving, you start flowing the gifts of the Holy Ghost, start moving by the Spirit. Amen. But here Jonah is, and the prophet Jonah lived in Galilee, in the city of Gath-Hepher. Now, that's just north of Nazareth. Amen. Now that you know that, you have all the revelation you need tonight. Amen. But he lived in the reign of King Jeroboam II, about 750 BC. So it's a relatively fresh story. And Jonah receives the word of the Lord. Think of it. He's an Israelite. He receives the word of the Lord to go to the city of Nineveh, which is in Assyria. So it's not a Jewish city. It's in Assyria. It is the capital of Assyria. It's 900 kilometers away. God sends him and says to him, "I want you to go to Assyria." Now understand how what Jonah's mindset must have been at the time, because at the time, the other major prophets that were there was the prophet Amos and the prophet Hosea. And all their prophecies were, God's going to judge Israel because of its rebellion. God's going to use the Assyrians to cut and destroy the Israelites and bring them to repentance. And so in their minds, the Assyrians are the boogeyman. Amen. And in their minds, the Assyrians are wicked people. And they're being prophesied against. But yeah, God comes in the midst of all this and he says, Jonah, I'm sending you to Assyria. And now he must go to people he don't like. Amen. And he has to go to people that he doesn't want to preach to. And, you know, he has to go at the fear of his life. Your people, the prophet says they're going to kill you. God says, go to them. And isn't that what God did when to get Paul saved? Amen. Spoke to Ananias, said, go to him. He said, Lord, he's going to kill me. God says, he's my chosen vessel. And so God sends him, and here he doesn't want to go there. So he responds by finding a ship that goes the opposite way. But thank God, he's already planned for your response. Hallelujah. Amen. He's already planned. By his grace, he's got a fish prepared. Amen. He's got a company prepared that's going to keep you until you're ready to come out. Hallelujah. He's got a fish prepared to swallow you. And when you're outside the call of God, you're in a stinky place. Amen. Imagine how stinky it is being in the belly of a fish. In a fish's tummy. Amen. And you're in a stinky place. Not a nice place. It's a place where he's been carried where he doesn't want to go. And he has 3 days of Bible college. Amen. Hallelujah. Learn the will of the Lord. Amen. Learn that you cannot run from God. Learn that it's better to obey. Amen. Learn that the time is now. That God has a plan A, not a plan B. And there's DNA in you, not DNB. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, after today, I'm never going to think about DNA like I used to. Amen. DNA, hallelujah. I've got DNA. There's a plan at work in me. Amen. I'll never think of amen differently again because it's not B man, it's amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say amen to God's plan, to God's DNA, to God's call on my life. Amen. And here he is, and God grabs him. God takes him, brings him back to Assyria. And think of it, the fish travels 900 miles with Jonah, 900 kilometers, and spits him out on the seashore. Hallelujah. Because there's a plan, there's a call. And Jonah responds, and he realizes, I have to preach even to those who I don't like. Even those who are dangerous, even those that are against me. When people are against you, don't get bothered by it. Jesus said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. If they spoke bad about me, they're going to speak bad about you. Amen. When they do rejoice, be exceedingly glad, for so they prosecuted the prophets. When you get prosecuted, you in good company. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember one person said, you know, Pastor, pray for me. I want to find a Christian business with a Christian boss and Christian friends so I can be in a Christian environment and be a wonderful Christian. Wrap me in eau de cologne. Let everybody be wonderful the whole day and tell me how wonderful I am and bless me and pray for me and say, there you can do it. No, that's not where God places you. Amen. He calls you. And so here he is. And the call was not what Jonah thought. The place was not where Jonah thought. But God has an eternal plan. And that's why I think it's so incredible, God's plan, because we are called and he puts us in the marketplace. He puts us in the world. He puts us all over the city, hallelujah, so that nobody can hide. And that's why the anointing is on you. That's why the Spirit of God is on you. As each and every one, I declare tonight, these are those that turns the city upside down in the name of Jesus. The Word of God is like fire in you. There's power in your testimony. Somebody say, amen. And he learns that God's vision and purpose is bigger for me than my own life. Hallelujah. Now you can run your whole life. Amen. And some people become good at running. They even teach seminars on how to run. Amen. And your best life now. Not your best life now. When you read the Bible, it teaches your dead life now. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Amen. How to have a stress-free Christian life. Jesus teaches how to carry your cross. Amen. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I think we must find another church. Amen. No, but that is what we teach in this church. It's not easy to follow Jesus. Amen. It's not easy. If it's easy, anybody can do it. It takes courage, it takes strength, it takes faith. And it takes the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Without the anointing, we just become religious practitioners. Thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So realize today through this call that number one, God's call involves other people. I heard one person once say, you know, I love the church, just the people that I struggle with. Amen. And God's call involves other people, number one. Number two, other people will offend you. But your response should not be to separate yourself because then you disqualify yourself. I mentioned that this morning because all those with the call of God must have the smell of sheep and must love the sheep to the death. Amen. Even if it costs me, I will love you. Even if I get persecuted, I will serve you. Amen.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you. So please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you and God bless.